God. Anybody like that here?
Yeah?
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Let's put us together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your death offering to the God Almighty. Shall we go? Lebla no nowhere. Otoji obaje. Bemije. Egbe gigongba. Mekoko ni wase oto. Igo wiwe. Undo me popo ni wa se oto meta yi o melepo we mi le to pedona meta yi o melepo we mi le to pedona mi na pa gigo na to boka haleluya ro mi na pa gigo na to boka haleluya me mi je egbe gigo npa. Baba mi alu dede oro Ogbola to re roke re ru sale kijo 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 Aju aju ogun orun Baba mi aludede oro Oba to nje emi ni 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 o Ogbenu Mudi Asala Ogbenu Adelebo Sogo oro ti gbenu omo eniyan fohun Ah arawo to wole ku ti pele 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 o oba ta kegbe tin dali lohun ni gbangba kabi esi o olori ariran baba mi aludede oro oba to sa heredile to sa gbedi goro oluwa moyin ologo Logo, Fidora, logo. Ah.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all. We give you all the glory. We Worship the Almighty God. Let's bless His holy name. Let's give Him all glory. Let's give Him all adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. It's worthy to be praised. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. He's the all sufficient God. The great physician. The great redeemer. The great provider. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Oh, we thank you. We give you glory, give you honor, we give you adoration. May your name forever be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Eternal Rock of Ages. The unchangeable changer. The unconquerable conqueror. We bless your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for this temple. Thank you for building it for us. Thank you for redemption camp. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
beginning from today, let this place become a miracle center. Every sinner that comes here to worship, let him or her be saved in Jesus' name. Any sick person brought here, let that sick person be healed in Jesus' name. If the captives comes here to worship, set the captives free in Jesus' name. If the barren comes here to worship, let the barren become fruitful in Jesus' name.
Even if they carry the dead into this place, let the dead rise again in Jesus' name. Every prayer prayed here from now
on,
please answer by fire in Jesus' name. And Lord, let the miracles begin now. Everyone here this morning, before they go, give them a dedication miracle. Let every one of us have a new testimony. Let us go home singing a new song. Thank you, Almighty God. Even as we dedicate this place to you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to shake hands with two or three people and tell them God will surprise you today. God will surprise you today.
Ọlọ́run yóò yà ọ́ lẹ́nu lónìí.
And then you may please be seated.
Ẹ wá jẹ́ kí a jókòó.
Psalm 127, verse 1.
Ìwé orin Dávìdì, orí ìkẹtàdínláàádóje ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Psalm 127, verse 1.
Orin Dávìdì, orí ìkẹtàdínláàádóje ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
Bí kò ṣe pé Olúwa bá kọ ilé náà, àwọn tí ń kọ́ ń ṣiṣẹ́ lásán. Bí kò ṣe pé Olúwa bá pa ìlú mọ́, olùṣọ́ jí lásán.
We want to take just the first three words in the passage there.
A fẹ́ mú ọ̀rọ̀ mẹ́ta àkọ́kọ́ nínú gbólóhùn ni.
Except the Lord.
Àyàfi ti Olúwa.
Unless the Lord does something, it cannot be done.
Àyàfi ti Ọlọ́run bá ṣe ohun kan, òun náà kò lè ṣe é ṣe.
Except the Lord saves, there will be no salvation.
Àyàfi ti Ọlọ́run bá gbàlà, kò lè ṣe ohun tí à ń pè ní ìgbàlà.
The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby man shall be saved other than the name of Jesus.
Bíbélì wí pé kò sí orúkọ mìíràn lábẹ́ ọ̀run nípasẹ̀ èyí tí a fi lè gbanilà àyàfi orúkọ Jésù Kristì.
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
Ìwé Matthew orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlélógún.
Says you shall call his name Jesus.
Ó ní ẹ ó pe orúkọ rẹ̀ ní Jésù.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Nítorí pé òní yóò gba àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀ là kúrò nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn.
1 John 1:7.
Ìwé Jòhánù kìíní orí ìkíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
1 John 1:7.
Ìwé Jòhánù kìíní orí ìkíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Says it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins.
Ó ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristì ló ń wẹ nínú kúrò nínú gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Only Jesus can save.
Jésù nìkan ni ó lè gbàlà.
There is salvation in no other way.
Kò sí ìgbàlà ní ọ̀nà mìíràn.
Except the Lord saves you, you are not saved.
Àyàfi bí Ọlọ́run bá gbà ọ́ là, o lè di ẹni ìgbàlà.
If you cannot give a testimony of Jesus saving your soul, then you are not saved.
Tí o bá lè jẹ́rìí pé Jésù gba ọkàn rẹ là, a jẹ́ wípé o tí di ẹni ìgbàlà.
And if Jesus saves you, he changes you.
Tí Jésù Kristì bá gbà ọ́ là, a yí ọ padà.
He changes you so completely, you won't even be able to recognize yourself.
Ó yí padà débi pé ìwọ gan yóò máa yà ọ́ lẹ́nu bó o ṣe dà.
If you used to be a liar,
tí o bá jẹ́ òpùrọ́,
and Jesus saves your soul,
tí Jésù Kristì sì gba ọkàn rẹ là,
you will not be able to lie again.
O ní lè parọ́ mọ́.
If you used to be a thief,
tí o bá jẹ́ olè,
And Jesus saves your soul.
Si Jesus Christ si gba okan re la.
You will not be able to steal again.
Oh, ni le jale mo.
If you used to commit adultery.
Ti o ba ma se pa saga tabi agbere.
And Jesus saves your soul.
Si Jesus Christ si gba okan re la.
You will never be able to commit adultery again.
Oh, ni le se agbere mo.
So if you say you are saved.
Ti o ba so wi pe o di eni igbala.
And you are still lying.
Ti o si paro.
You are still cheating.
Ti o si
You are still stealing. You are still fornicating. You are still defrauding. Then it is somebody else who saved you, not Jesus. Because when Jesus saves you, the Bible says you become a brand new creature. He said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things. How many things? All things become new. I was preaching in a church in Zambia.
Mo wasu ninu ijo wa kan ni Zambia.
Not our church, in one church. The church that the president of Zambia attends. Big church. And they asked me to come and preach. And the Holy Spirit led me to speak on salvation. If you are genuinely saved, you will not be the same old person you used to be. Everything about you will change. And I explained just as I've explained to you. And I gave the altar call. The pastor of the church was the first fellow to come forward. And then, of course, the whole congregation followed their pastor. Salvation is not going to church. Salvation is not singing in the choir. Salvation is not bearing a title. Salvation is a total change over brought about by Jesus. When you are truly saved, even your friends will not recognize you. And I want to appeal to all of us who are here this morning. Even though you might have answered altar calls before, if you have not experienced that tremendous life transformation, so tremendous that you yourself will say, can this be me? If you haven't experienced that, please seize the opportunity of today and surrender your life to Jesus
Christ.
When an armed robber becomes born again, he surrenders his tools. He stays away from his former friends. When the herbalist becomes born again, he burns all his charms. Everything must be new. And believe me, brethren, because the coming of Jesus is so near, make sure you are truly born again.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh,
welcome you specially to the Open Heavens International Center. I tell you that I had several encounters with God in that house.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
The anointing in that house is awesome.
Shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
At times, evangelists may say,
Nigba miran, awon evangelist le wipe,
may save.
Won le gba ni.
Because he speaks so beautifully.
Boya nitori pe won fi oro to dara won so si ni.
And so, because you like the way he speaks,
tabi boya feran na ti won gba soro,
you run forward when he calls.
Nigba ku gba ti won ba ti pe ipe ogoro eniyan jade.
And then you come without any conviction. And you go back the way you came.
That
salvation by the evangelist. When salvation comes by Jesus, you won't go back the way you came.
Oh, ni pada lobo se wa.
I'm appealing to you today.
Mo wa nro loni.
Get genuine salvation.
Ri okodoro igbala ko si gba.
And only Jesus can save.
Jesu nikan lo si le gba o.
Except God, except the Lord heals.
Aya fi bi Olorun ba wo nisan.
The physicians are laboring in vain.
Àwọn oníṣègùn wọn ṣe lásán.
In Exodus 15 verse 26.
Nínú ìwé Ẹ́xódù oríkẹ̀ ẹ̀dógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Exodus 15 verse 26.
Ìwé Ẹ́xódù oríkẹ̀ ẹ̀dógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
He said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee."
Ó ní èmi ni Olúwa tí ó wò ó sàn.
I am the great physician.
Èmi ni olùwòsàn ńlá.
It doesn't matter how good the doctors are. When they get to a level, they will tell you there's nothing more we can do. But there is a God who has no limit. When he sends his word, he heals people. By his stripes, we are healed. According to 1 Peter 2, verse 24.
gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé Pétérù kìíní oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógún.
1 Peter 2:24.
Ìwé Pétérù kìíní oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógún.
It is by the stripes of the Lord that we are healed.
Nípa ìná Olúwa wa ni a wò wá sàn.
Thank God for doctors.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún àwọn dókítà.
Thank God for nurses.
A dúpẹ́ fún àwọn nọ́ọ̀sì.
But if God does not heal you,
ṣùgbọ́n bí Ọlọ́run ò bá wò ọ́ sàn,
doctors labor in vain.
Àwọn dókítà wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ lásán ni.
It is my prayer this morning.
Àdúrà mi ni ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
That the great physician,
pé olùwòsàn ńlá,
will stretch forth his hand,
yóò na ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sí ọ,
and touch every sick person here in Jesus' name.
Yóò sì fi ọwọ́ kan gbogbo ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan tó ṣàìsàn níyìí ní orúkọ Jésù.
Except the Lord delivers.
Àyàfi bí Ọlọ́run bá gbani.
Deliverance ministers labor in vain.
Àwọn tó ń ṣe iṣẹ́ ìdáǹde wọ́n ṣe lásán.
If the Lord does not deliver you,
bí Ọlọ́run ò bá dá ni nídè,
it doesn't matter who the fellow is who say he's trying to set you free.
Kò ní fi ṣe irú ẹni náà tí ó sọ wípé òun fẹ́ sọ di òmìnira.
He will be laboring and sweating for nothing.
Ẹni yẹn kan máa ṣe làálàá, a sì máa làágùn lásán.
The Bible says in John 8:32.
Bíbélì sọ nínú ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
John 8:32.
Ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
He said, "You shall know the truth."
Ó ní ẹyin yóò mọ òtítọ́.
And the truth shall make you free.
Òtítọ́ yóò sì sọ yín di òmìnira.
And who is the truth?
Ta wá ni òtítọ́.
In John 14:6.
Nínú ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkẹrìnlẹ́sẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
John 14:6.
Ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkẹrìnlẹ́sẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
Jesus Christ said,
Jésù Kristì wí pé,
I am the way,
èmi ni ọ̀nà,
the truth,
òtítọ́,
and the life,
àti ìyè.
If you want to be free,
tí o bá fẹ́ di òmìnira,
you must know the truth.
O gbọ́dọ̀ mọ òtítọ́.
Oh, there are people who say, but I'm not demon possessed.
Ẹnìkan lè sọ wípé ẹ̀mí èṣù ò bá mi pé.
But they are held in bondage by forces they cannot see.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n wà nínú òǹdè àwọn ẹ̀mí tí wọn ò lè fojú rí.
They are in bondage to eating.
Wọ́n wà nínú ìdè jíjẹ.
They are bondage to talking.
Wọ́n wà nínú ìdè ká máa sọ̀rọ̀.
They can't keep their mouth shut.
Wọn ò tiẹ̀ lè dákẹ́jẹ́ fún gbà kan.
They are in bondage to lust of the flesh.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ni ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ ti ara ló di ẹlòmíràn ní pẹ̀kù.
They are in bondage to greed.
Ọ̀kẹ́ ìmọye ló jẹ́ ìmọtara ẹni nìkan ni ó dè wọ́n nígbèkùn.
Ojú kòkòrò. They are held by forces they can't control.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí wọn ò lágbára lórí wọn ló dè wọ́n nígbèkùn.
It takes the Lord.
Ọlọ́run nìkan ló lágbára.
The Lord of hosts.
Ọlọ́run àwọn ọmọ ogun.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Ọlọ́run tó nípa tó sì lágbára.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Ọlọ́run tó lágbára lójú ogun.
To set the captives free.
Láti sọ òǹdè di òmìnira.
And according to Mark 5.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé Máàkù orí ìkarùn.
Verse 1-20.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Mark 5:1-20.
Ìwé Máàkù orí ìkarùn ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ogún.
It doesn't matter how many demons are controlling you.
Kò ní fi ṣe irú àwọn àìmọye ẹ̀mí èṣù tó ń bọ́ fínra.
One word from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ọ̀rọ̀ kan ṣoṣo láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa wa Jésù Kristì.
And you will be free.
Ó sì di òmìnira.
And I'm praying for those of you who are here today.
Mo wá ń gbàdúrà fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ẹ wà níhìn lónìí.
It doesn't matter how long you have been in bondage.
Kò ní fi ṣe iye ọjọ́ tó ti wà nínú ìgbèkùn.
The Lord will set you free this morning.
Olúwa yóò sọ di òmìnira ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Except the Lord keeps.
Àyàfi bí Ọlọ́run bá pani mọ́.
There will be no safety.
Kò ní sí ìdáàbòbò.
I've said it again and again.
Mo ti sọ nígbà kan àti láìmọye ìgbà.
We are not safe on the camp because there are bodyguards.
Kì í ṣe wípé a jẹ́ ẹni tí ó wà nínú ìpamọ́ torí pé a ní àwọn ẹ̀ṣọ́.
Not the night guards.
Kì í ṣe àwọn ẹ̀ṣọ́ tí ooru.
If we are to rely on night guards on this camp.
Tí a bá máa gbẹ́kẹ̀lé àwọn ẹ̀ṣọ́ tí ooru bí wọ́n ṣe wà.
Then we are in serious trouble.
A jẹ́ pé inú wàhálà ńlá gan-an la wà.
Last night, for example.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ ní alẹ́ àná.
I went round the entire camp.
Wọ́n rìn káàkiri gbogbo ilẹ̀ ìpàgọ́.
I mean round the entire camp.
Mo ní káàkiri gbogbo ilẹ̀ ìpàgọ́.
I think I saw two guards. I saw three. The third one was fast asleep. So maybe if I see him this morning, I will ask him how many dreams he had. In fact, I sat next to him, near him, because I've been working for a long time and I was a bit tired, so it's an opportunity for me to sit down.
I
sat beside the guard. He didn't know when I sat down. He didn't know when I got up. He didn't know when I left. So if I were Boko Haram, so your safety does not depend on human guards. Psalm 121, says clearly, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And then he said, he that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. He said he will keep your going out and your coming. Proverbs chapter 2, verse
31.
Proverbs 21, verse 31.
Iwe owe ori ikokanleni ogban ese ikokanlelogban.
It says the horses are prepared for the day of battle.
Oni ati pese awon esin fun ojo ogun.
But safety is of the Lord.
Sugbon idabobo je ti Oluwa.
Safety is of the Lord.
Idabobo o je ti Oluwa.
The Bible tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Bibeli so fun wa wipe oruko Oluwa ile iso agbara ni.
The righteous runs into it and he saved. That is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. And then in Psalm 20, Psalm 20, verse 7 to 8. He said, some put their trust in horses. And some people put their trust in chariots. And we trust in the name of the Lord. He said, when trouble comes, they fell. They stumbled and they fell. But we stand firm. Safety is of the Lord. If he doesn't keep you, you are not safe. Some years ago, I was preaching to some mighty men. And I was talking about security being in the Lord. They were not paying attention to me, because they live in houses surrounded by high walls. Barbed wire, and some big, hefty security men. So I gave them an example to show that safety is of the Lord. I told them that witches don't knock at doors. And they can fly through the locked windows. And that while you are sleeping on your bed, surrounded by your high wall, and hefty bodyguards, witches can be eating your liver. They all said that is true. And they woke up and they began to listen. Safety is of the Lord.
He's
the one who can keep you day and night from forces seen and unseen. And he will keep you till the end in Jesus' name. I remember very well when I was in my first house there. A man came from
Ilorin
with his daughter.
Daddy,
my daughter is a witch. I said, what kind of nonsense is that? Oh, he said, that's what I said. When the girl said, I am a witch, I said, what kind of nonsense is that? And she said, Papa, I will prove it to you. And he said, okay, go ahead, prove it. And the girl went under my bed. Brought out a little pot. Full of human blood. So he said, this one is not going to stay with me any longer. You have to go to the camp. So I said, okay, so we pray the prayer of deliverance for the child. Now you can go. The father said, no.
Baba re wa wipe rara o.
Let her stay here. I said, if God didn't protect you, this girl would have killed you before now. The God who kept you till now will keep you till the end. That's my prayer for somebody here this morning. The one who neither sleeps nor slumbers will keep you till the very end. Except the Lord opens, nobody has a master key that can open any door. Only Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, Revelation 3:7-8, he said, I am the one who has the key of David. I'm the one who can open and no man can shut. And when I shut, no man can open. And he said, I am placing before you an open door, and that nobody will be able to shut it. I pray for every one of you here this morning. From this day onward, you will operate under an open door. It can shut wounds. Shut. It can shut wombs. And it can open the womb. There is no key in the hand of any doctor that can open your womb Nobody, no one else has the key.
O si elomiran to ni kokoro ni.
Except the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aya fi Oluwa wa Jesu Christi.
He can open the door of business.
O le si ilekun okowo re.
He can open the door of promotion.
O le si ilekun igbega re.
He can open the door of anointing.
O le si ilekun ifami oroyan.
And once he opens,
beni to ba ti si,
no man can shut it.
O si enina to le ti.
He's the one who opens the door for us. For us to come to redemption camp. That's why every effort of the devil to kick us out of here has failed. And it will continue to fail. May God open doors for you today in Jesus' name. Except the Lord provides, there will be no provision. Oh, you will say, no, sir. There are sinners who have plenty of money. Oh, yes, they have plenty of money, but they have a lot of sorrows with it. It is the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And has no sorrow to it.
Life la la kun.
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27. The Bible is full of examples. Of the widow of Zarephath. In
1
Kings chapter 17. Verse 8-16. 1 Kings 17. 8-16. And several other examples where God made miraculous provision. This campground is a bundle of testimonies of divine provision. Our first year here, we were trying to get ready for convention. But we had a big problem. Every time we tried to dig a well, we dig a well here. Within 2 meters, we have plenty of water. But by tomorrow morning, the well would have collapsed. We keep on digging and they keep on collapsing. And then there's a week to go before the convention. And then we didn't know what are we going to do. Some people said that we should get water to be brought in from Sagamu. But we know the kind of river they pump water from. And what are we going to do? Suddenly one man drove in. He said, I was going on the expressway and I see activities going on here. What are you trying to do? Oh, I said, we are getting ready for convention. Christian convention. Oh, he said, that's wonderful. He said, is there anything you need? I said, water. That's our number one need now. As we are digging the well, they were collapsing. I said, what you need is a borehole. I said, I know that.
Only mama.
I said I know that. The question is, where is the money? He said, I will dig you one. I said, thank you. But we have only 1 week to go. He said, that's enough time. That was Sunday in the afternoon.
Ni osan ojo isinmi ni.
By the evening.
Ni irole ojo yen.
The engineers have arrived.
Awon onimero re won ti ko ri ise de.
And they began to dig.
Won si bere si ma gbe.
The first borehole is over there.
Ya akoko on lo wa ni egbe Access Bank.
As we are digging, we began to build the tower of which we are going to put the tank.
Bi won si se npe be ni won bere si ma ko owon nla ni bi ti won a ko awon nkan ta ma ko mi pamo sinu re.
Some of the elders say, I can tell you.
Okan ninu awon agbagba ti won wa ni kale ni
some
awon awon ninu die ninu awon agbagba ti won wa ni yi wa so fun wa.
In moonlight.
Ninu osuba.
The following Saturday.
This Saturday
was when we lifted up the tank. And then quickly we fixed it. And water began to gush in. Our God is a miracle provider. When people began to arrive for the convention, they saw water. They saw everything. They didn't know what we went through. I have good news for somebody here today. The great provider. We meet your need in Jesus'
name.
What is all this telling you?
It
means without Jesus Christ, you can't do anything except the Lord. Except he helps you. Except he saves you. Except he heals you. Except he delivers you. Except he keeps you. Except he opens doors unto you. Except he provides. All effort will be in vain. He said in John 15 verse 5. John 15 verse 5. He said, without me, you can do nothing. That's why it is wise that you surrender your life completely to him. That you obey him in all things. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. You may not understand, just do it. Don't use your own wisdom. When he says give, you shall be given. Do it, give. And wait for him to see to it how you will be given. When he said, bring all the tithes into my house. And test me thereby. If I will not open the windows of heaven,
he's
the only one who can open. Do what he says. When he says, honor me with your first fruit, and I will provide so much that you will not be able to contain it. Do what he says. When he says go, bear fruit. Make sure your fruits abide. Do it. And then see him answer all your prayers. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord helps you, you will be a total failure. And except he takes you to heaven, you won't make it. Because he says, I am the way.
Tori Olorun ni o so pe oni ona.
Except you pass through me, you cannot get to the Father.
Aya bi ti o ba rin koja ninu mi o le debe.
So before we pray this morning,
ki o to di pe o gbadura ni owuro yi.
If you are not sure of your salvation,
ti igbalare o ba da o loju,
or you have never even given your life to Jesus Christ,
tabi boya o ti e ti fi aye re fun Jesus Christ,
come to him. Only Jesus can say.
Yesu ni kan soso lo le igbala.
No other way.
O si ona miran.
And if you say you are saved and you are still living in sin,
ti o ba wa so pe o ti di eni igbala to si gbe ninu ese,
stop deceiving yourself.
Ma ta ara re je mo.
Come and give your life to Jesus.
Wa jo wa aye re fun Jesus Christ.
I'm going to count from 1 to 7.
Ma ka o kan si eje.
By the time I say 7, if you are not already standing before
to
me,
ba wa ni waju mi ni iko ma
lo, I will know you are not coming.
Aje pe o wa niyan.
And then we will conclude the sermon.
A wa pari iwasu na.
One.
O kan.
Two.
Eji.
Oh, I'm already a worker, are you saying?
Ah, o si se ni mo je ki se nkan ta n bi oni yen ojo die ni igbalabi.
I'm already in the choir, are you saying?
O me gbe akorin ni mi ojo ti de ni igbala.
I'm a deacon, I'm a deaconess, are you saying?
Ya ko ni lokunrin lobirin ni mi ojo ti de ni igbala.
I'm even a pastor, are you saying?
O lu so agutan ni mi ojo ti de ni igbalabi.
If the Lord comes today, will you make it to heaven?
Bi Oluwa wa ba de loni oje o jogun ijobo.
Three.
Eta.
Four.